Hello, I'm Mike Morin, and this is Reset, 40 is the New Happy, a podcast interview series that brings people to you who have found courage and drive in themselves to shake up their lives and find new careers. Rocco Boulay is a perfect example of reinvention. After years of owning an HVAC company, tanning and hair salon, and car dealership, Rocco decided to pursue a degree in exercise physiology. It made perfect sense. In the dozen or so years prior, the powerlifter broke 13 world records and won 5 world championships. But that's really where the story begins. Today, he owns and operates Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford, Londonderry, and North Conway. All right, so Rocco, after high school, you owned a heating and air conditioning company, did that for 9 years. What motivated you to move away from that? I'm going to guess it was successful and lucrative.
One of the biggest things for me was that I didn't have any passion for fixing people's dirty furnaces. To be quite honest, it was a great job. It paid very well. I was one of the best ones at that time for, servicing and installing more high tech stuff. It was during a time when, we had the apparent fuel shortage thing, and they were scrambling for higher efficiency types of pieces of equipment, which I specialized in. So I had a little niche there. So, but the reality was, is I didn't have any passion for it, and I felt like I could do better.
So in 1975, you began entering competitive bodybuilding events with some early success. Did this become your true passion while you ran the HVAC company?
Absolutely not. No, not at all. My first competition, I think I was like 16 years old, and it was the Mr. New Hampshire back in 1974, 75-ish. And all I can remember was at the Nashua, New Hampshire YMCA, and I remember getting out there on stage with a bunch of guys and thinking to myself, I'm standing in front of 400 people in my underwear. So even though I liked physique training and I liked building my body at that time, the actual exposition of my body was not something that I really had a lot of passion for. It felt a little bit vain to me. Some people are made to get in front of a mirror and look themselves and like what they see. That really wasn't my style. I went on and did a couple other shows after that. But in reality, when I turned over to powerlifting, it felt more comfortable to me. And besides that, I had a good genetics for the powerlifting.
All right, so let's fast forward. 37 years old, you go to college. Was that a tough decision? It's time-consuming. It's expensive. What was it like at that point to pretty much start over again?
Well, seeing as though when I did graduate from high school back in 1976, money was pretty scarce in our family. I really wanted to become an electrician at that time. I wanted to go to the trade school, but there wasn't any funds for me to go. So that's why I started the heating company. Finally, when I was able to save up some money for myself and be able to put myself through college, I decided in 1995 to write a letter to Plymouth State College to see if I could be accepted over there. And lo and behold, I was accepted and decided to change directions and become, at that time, I thought I was going to become a strength coach, which I am, never thinking that I was going to be in more of a fitness prescription kind of a market, which we've established. But when I made that change in direction, it was something that was, yes, it was tough, especially at my age, to pick up the books again and learn how to learn all over again.
And you did play for the football team.
Yes, I did when they let me. yes, I did. I was a running back for Plymouth State College back in 1995-96 season. I can say that during that season we went 10-0.
And you were 37. Let's remind people if they didn't do the math.
Yeah, 37. That's still a kid compared to where I am today, right? That was 20 years ago when I was young. But we went 10-0 that year, and we lost in the playoffs. But it was a great experience. Met a great bunch of people that are still my friends today. So, great experience.
All right, so I saw a video of you breaking three consecutive American bench press records in 2004, something you had done, I believe, similarly a decade before. So you're 46 years old, you've got your college degree, and you take your life of lifting, college knowledge, and determination, and you open Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You found your home.
Yes, I found a purpose for myself that was for the greater good of other people. Initially, I started Integrity Health Coaching as women-only centers. One of the reasons being that when I prototyped this paradigm back in 2002, 2003, I had found that 80% of my clientele were women. In other words, they wanted to learn. They wanted to know. They were seeking the knowledge to be able to become better physically, but most fitness centers don't do that. They either will give you a key tag and have you had it go on it on your own, or you have to pay for a personal trainer, which is probably not economically feasible for most people. So the whole Integrity Fitness prescription coaching business that we have today allows people to be able to have that kind of, I guess, service or that kind of guidance that was before us not available.
All right, so that really is about a 180-degree departure from the trendy $10 a month fitness centers. So talk about how you had to solve the low price stigma to stay in business.
I think today there's many clubs that are still fighting the $10 stigma, and I think that that kind of marketing has downplayed the actual value of people's health. And it's very frustrating, even for me, because I kind of solved it, but I haven't completely solved it. People have to value their health as something that is an investment, not an expense, because too many people look at, you know, trying to take care of themselves as an expense, or if it's not covered by their health insurance, they're not going to do it, you know. That's pretty sad, but it's the case many times. But if 86% of people who join fitness centers fail, and they do, it's because most of the time they're not getting the guidance that they need. In other words, if you go out and you purchase almost any other item out there in the world that comes with an instruction manual, in fitness you don't get anything. And people who are looking to become more healthy need to understand how much exercise is right for them and also what types of foods and how much food they should be eating in order to be able to put those things together and to synergize those two sciences so that they understand how to get their body as healthy as possible.
It seems to me the real genius of operating the way you do is a technology program you developed. Easy Coach system allows you to monitor your membership more efficiently, it seems.
Well, what Easy Coach is really is a technology that allows us to economically and efficiently measure somebody's current fitness capacity and provide them with an exact plan that tells them exactly what to do when they go into an exercise protocol. For example, our customers here, before we even put them out on the fitness floor, we measure and test them using this technology. And it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. But in that 30 to 45 minutes, we can develop 8 weeks of training for that client and also provide them with the meal planning necessary to become successful. And it's very precise to their own capacity at that particular point in time. So they're not under-training or over-training or overeating or under-eating. It's basically, the Goldilocks principle. It's just right.
All right, so let's say the next president puts you on his or her council for physical fitness. Where do you begin to reverse the trend of American obese epidemic?
In a couple of ways. First of all, I think that we need to be more accountable with what we actually label as foods. You know, you can go down any one of the main streets in America and find that there really are no real foods to eat. You know, and, you know, if you take a look at what's going on with why people have changed over the last, say, 4 to 5 decades, and I go back sometimes to look at old historical photos and compare those photos to today, especially children, and see that obesity rate climbing like crazy, you have to kind of blame it on not only just the lack of activity, because there were some kids, you know, when I was growing up that really weren't active, but they weren't overweight either. know, so something went wrong. Something's awry with the system. You know, there's, you know, substitutes for sugar out there, such as high fructose corn syrup, lots of preservatives, lots of additional hormones put in the food that are wreaking havoc with the metabolisms of everybody. But because a lot of these chemicals mimic estrogens in particular, women are more affected because women have more what we call receptor sites on their cells that propagate more problems for them versus men. In fact, if you could take a look at the average female 30, 40 years ago compared to today and change or look at that differentiation between men 30 years ago to today, you'll see that the females became a lot bigger and not the men.
And there's a whole discussion that we could do about that for another day. Finally, Rocco, you have reinvented yourself many times. What traits would you suggest that other potential entrepreneurs cultivate within themselves to succeed at their passion?
I think one of the biggest things, and it's really simple, is you can't quit. You know, you just can't have that attitude, well, I'm going to try, because trying is not doing. And I think maybe Yoda said that in Star Wars, but trying is not doing. And effective people understand that doing the other things that people hate doing is where success comes from. You know, it's like if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So look at the things that are more of a challenge in your life and embrace those tougher challenges, because they're not really challenges, they're opportunities to become better.
And I guess you proved that the second time you broke three records on one day. You probably doubted or questioned whether you would get to that 500-point world-breaking level, but you did at 46.
Well, not only with effort and learning and understanding, but also being lucky a little bit too helps.
You're way too modest. Thank you, Rocco.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Interesting enough, or...